Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today I'm going to be reflecting on the readings for the Solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord, since in most dioceses in the United States, that feast has transferred from Ascension Thursday to the Sunday. So, today. Leading up to the Ascension of Jesus, we see how good the Lord is in giving the disciples just a step-by-step sort of instruction. He knows not to give them the whole plan or to reveal to them what's going to happen over the next few years or decades of their lifetime, the persecution that they'll suffer or the difficulties that they will endure. He just gives them step by step, which is very helpful to remember that that's how the Lord dealt with his close friends, the disciples, and that's often how he deals with us too. He gives us the next move, but he doesn't really give us much more than that, which can often cause us frustration because we want to know what we'll be asked to do after we do the next thing. But it also can be really good. I know I've talked to different people who, whether have been married or in religious life, and they've said that if the Lord would have told them all of the sacrifices that would have been involved, that they maybe wouldn't have had the courage to take that step or to enter into that vocation or to do the next thing. And so often the Lord has beautiful things for us to do, and there are difficult things along the way, and he knows us well enough to not give us too much information. So in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it's giving this introduction, making the transition from the resurrection of Jesus and then moving into what the apostles do after Jesus leaves them. And so it's kind of bridging that gap. So it says, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. So I love they're talking about how Jesus continues to appear to them during this Easter season and tells them more about what he had been telling them before, right? So many of the parables are about the kingdom of God and what it's like. But now that he has suffered and died and risen, they're able to accept a little bit more that he has to say, right? They've grown, and now they can hear more. And it continues, while meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. And so just before Jesus ascends, it seems as though he's giving them just these parting words, right? Just the next step. That he wants them to wait for the Spirit. Right? And they don't have to wait very long, but it's also very unclear what that means. They've been with him, and they know that they go out and they preach and they teach and that he gives them the authority and the power to heal. But I love how Jesus just gives the next step. Right? I've talked to you about this before, and you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You're going to receive this advocate that I promised to you, and then you'll be guided in the next thing. And we see then throughout the Acts of the Apostles how Paul is so often very particularly guided by the Holy Spirit, that they'll try to go to a particular town or province, and then the Holy Spirit will prevent them from going there and will direct them someplace else. And how intentional and personal the guidance of the Holy Spirit is for the disciples. But not just for the disciples, the Lord desires to do the same thing for us too. And if I focus on what am I going to be doing in 5 years from now or 10 years from now, while that can be helpful for dreaming or for goals, it's not really how the Lord chooses to work, unfortunately and fortunately. So just as the disciples are told to wait so that they can receive the Holy Spirit, I also am being asked to wait to receive a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. And that it's not for me to know the times or the seasons that the Father is going to do a particular thing, right? The prayers that I've been bringing to him, I don't know when he'll answer them or how he will answer them. But I do know, based on what the Lord says, that he desires to give me a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that this Holy Spirit, this love poured into our hearts, is the way that the Lord desires to direct us. And so I maybe don't know the next 5 steps, but I do know the next step, which is the Lord wants me to wait to receive even more of him. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the ways that you keep in mind our smallness and our littleness, and you just give us one step after another step, and you continue to gently and personally guide us to draw closer and closer to you. Grant us the grace to wait for a new outpouring of your Holy Spirit, that we'd be able to draw closer to you and to really soak up this time of waiting for you to reveal yourself in a new and deeper way. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.